Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
$3. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers. Danny, what kind of mom are you?
I'm a working mom.
And there's stay-at-home moms, stepmoms, grandmoms, even pets moms. And what do y'all all have in common?
We love diamonds.
And the reason is because diamonds last forever, just like your love for your kids.
That's exactly right.
And they remind you every day when you're wearing them around your neck, on your wrist, on your fingers, on your ears, you're always reminded of how much your kids love you.
That's what we want for Mother's Day from Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Diamonds.
5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper pet kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit. Because shed happens.
I saved big money with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, so I finally bought that new set of golf clubs. Watch out, fairway. Here I come.
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big with Progressive, but your other expenses won't just disappear. Are those clubs going to help you when the hot water heater dies? Also, it sounds like your money is better spent on golf lessons.
Time to go shoot the course record.
No, but maybe time for a reality check. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Memphis's home of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Weekdays from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Station.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis's Sports Station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was Listen, I ain't hating, no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to with one of Satan home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rep, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Hope everybody's having a nice Friday so far here, May the 7th, because it is a beautiful day outside. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to focus on the positive, John, because there's a hellacious basketball event in town. Reminds me of the old Nike Hoop song. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, Iverson Classic. Got maybe the number one, the number two, maybe the number 10. A whole bunch of guys who could be going in the 2022 draft and up high in that lottery. Playing here as high schoolers before they head on to college. That's good.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Here's another thing that's good. Hoop City won yesterday, got a win. That was good. First, second grade level, we got a win. That's a good thing, right? And after that, other than the fact it's Friday, I don't have anything else. Because Whataburger, have a Topps Burger. I'm not going to sit up here and get excited about Whataburger coming to South Haven. I ain't doing it. And I sure as hell don't want to talk about the Memphis damn Grizzlies.
Well, I'll tell you this. We're going to have to talk about the Memphis Grizzlies. That's going to happen. And we did see you get triggered on Twitter yesterday. That was a rarity. Not very often that you get triggered on Twitter. But you just wanted the world to know that you were unimpressed. You will not be joining the masses in their journey to Whataburger. And that's right.
Might join for a little breakfast.
Because what you said was true. Topps is better. Because Topps is the best. Topps is the best. So there's like they're better than everybody. So maybe like whoever it is, introduce them. Topps better. We'll get into all of that today.
Thank you, John.
On the show, we're going to be joined by Jonathan Gavone.
As you
mentioned, there is a massive event still going on in Memphis.
Good get, BC.
Josh Minot's playing. TJ Madlock is playing. Jonathan Lawson is playing. I just saw a video that he posted of Chet Holmgren dunking on Paolo Banchero, or Banchero, however you want to say it, and he dunks on him, and Banchero has a nice, you know, response to it. He taps his own head.
Oh, that's cute.
You know, so they're having fun out there.
Got dunked on by the stick man.
Slenderman. Yeah, are you familiar with Slenderman?
A little bit.
Slenderman.
Is that a movie?
It's like this old creepy pasta. I'm really losing you here.
You can tell by my face.
There's a documentary on HBO about it. I think it actually was a very tragic story because a 13-year-old girl took it very seriously. And anyway, look
at
that.
That does ring some bells. I will.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, yes, that was not the point of the open today. But we will talk to Jonathan Gavone at 11:25 about the event and his evaluations of the players who are playing in it. So if you're a Memphis fan, you want to hear what Jonathan Gavone has to say about Josh Minot, Jonathan Lawson, et cetera.
Kenny Chandler not playing.
Yes.
But Gavone's got him mocked at number 10.
That's right.
Kenny Chandler, number 10 in his 2022 mock draft. So we'll certainly ask him about Kenny as well, even though he is not playing this weekend, is my understanding.
So we'll get into all of that today on the show with Jonathan at 11:25. Make sure you stick around for that. Rob Fisher is going to join us at 1:25 as we
need his help.
Just try to get through this.
Need his help.
Get through this together after what was a very, very bad night for the Memphis Grizzlies on 8 Mile Road. Ooh. Yep.
Go on ahead, John. Try to find something to say there, something constructive. But things trended in the right direction. Give us something. Give us some good Taylor Jenkins or something.
Well, definitively, we have known for quite some time that things were not trending in the right direction for the Memphis Grizzlies.
If you ain't blind.
When did we start to really, what game was it? Where we really started was it the Blazers blowout when they came here to Memphis
but you were probably going to get that. We said that, especially after you beat them the way you did and then talk the way you did afterwards. And I'm not even Denver was in there too. We kind of sensed this coming, but that second Orlando game, come on.
And I know
it was your people.
It might have been the Clippers. It might have been that loss of the Clippers.
Well, yeah, you knew something there too, but that more that on any given day this can happen to you, right? And it shouldn't happen the rest of the way. That was that. To me, it was that second Orlando game. Orlando game. When you got Jaren Jackson in the fold. I realize that's more recent, right?
Yep.
But they had Jaren Jackson in the fold, and you're playing a team of young guys that you should beat.
And look, Brad, don't be afraid to turn it up, man, because I think we're all going through it today. The Grizzlies are going down.
Oh, no.
They lost. You might want to say they lost to the Grand Rapids Drive 111-97 last night. That was not the Detroit Pistons.
I mean, the Grizzlies are out here losing to G League teams, man.
Corey Joseph and Wayne Ellington, who was in like the 1999 Hoop Summit, dude's still playing, lit you up last night, had one of his best games of the season. Wayne Ellington, John. Corey Joseph, bro. Are we going insane around this thing?
I'm not sure the Grizzlies would be able to beat the East team at the Iverson Classic right now.
Because I'm listening to Taylor Jenkins tell me they played with great urgency
early on. Sadiq Bey took Jaren Jackson off the dribble and was like posting his ass up.
Oh, Corey Joseph looked like Gary Payton.
Brutal.
I mean, what?
Top 5 point guard.
I mean, look, we got our list. Ain't nobody safe.
No.
Ain't nobody safe.
Yeah, everybody looking for blame. Everybody to blame.
It's like Cole Anthony said when he hit that game winner. Ain't nobody safe. It ain't safe right now for the Memphis Grizzlies. Warriors get the win last night.
Yep, so half a game behind them now.
You can kiss the 8 spot goodbye.
No, stop. You did that the other day.
You can't lose to the Pistons.
I know.
And the Magic.
I know.
And expect to hold on to 8.
I'm imagining some common sense going to hit them across the head at some point. Some common sense that says start Jaren.
Now, look,
get this over with.
You're right. It is too early to call. It is too early to call, so I will
remember,
give you that.
Golden State's a one-man team.
But effectively, in my mind, you can kiss the 8 spot goodbye. If they've managed to get it, it will be miraculous.
To your point, if you're just talking about who's playing better basketball, Golden State is. And it's as simple as looking at their last 10. They're 6-4, you're 4-6. It feels like you're trending in two different directions.
That's exactly right. Two ships passing the night here. It feels like those two wins against the Blazers in Portland
were... Oh, my gosh, that's eons ago.
I mean, really, it was a whole season ago.
It was a different team.
It was a whole entire friggin' season ago. Not only do the Grizzlies not beat the Pistons last night, they lose by double digits to the Pistons. And a Pistons team that did not even have its best players. I mean, they didn't have anybody.
Mary J. is singing.
They did not have anybody last night. The Pistons have, and this is the rare game in the NBA, right, where both fan bases are incredibly upset about the outcome. Because the Pistons fans are like, well, why the hell did you do that?
Right.
Why'd you win that game? We're supposed to lose.
Literally the worst team in the East and trying to be the worst.
And the Grizzlies.
More, trying to be the worst in the league.
The Grizzlies fan base is like, well, why the hell did you do that? We're trying to hold on to 8. Why would you lose to the Pistons? They have nobody. And you have everybody. Jaren did play. Jaren played in that game. You held him out of the last one for these reasons. And look, I think what we have to intellectually be able to do as we continue to be gaslit by the Grizzlies in terms of the way that this season is going, because nobody wants to seem to entertain us or indulge us on the way that it's ending, right, publicly. Which we've already had that discussion. I think intellectually we have to be able to separate the fact that this team's future is quite possibly very bright from what's happening today. Because as I've explained before, the past and the future are just mechanisms of your imagination. You're just using your imagination.
Good Lord, quote that, BC. That was deep. Let's remember
very
that.
Very good. Very good.
The only moment that is real is right now. That's the only one that's real. The rest you're making up. The rest, it's either a memory or it's your imagination. You're imagining what's going to happen in the future. We can't predict that. We can't say,
Master
X, Y, and Z is going to happen. And the right now is unbelievably disappointing. And if you say it's anything other than disappointing, you are on the payroll for the Memphis Grizzlies. And you just are, whether in an official capacity or not.
they even got folks on the payroll now, though, John, saying this ain't right.
And
so
I think
that goes to show you.
Well, how bad it is, right?
They're saying you fumbled this thing with Jaren. That's not going well. Because here's the deal, John. Right now, Jaren, let's boil it down. they don't play well when Jaren Jackson's out there. Okay, they won one game with him since he's been back, with him in the lineup. Right now, it's sort of trying to put a square peg into a circle hole, or however that phrase goes.
Yeah,
it's not working. But the difference here, this ain't Justice Winslow. It's the second most important player in terms of your franchise, and you know that you have to do this. In fact, they've publicly said that's the plan, is to get him back in the starting lineup. And I know we've talked a lot about this Jaren and getting back in the starting lineup, and you could make the argument, well, Jason, he's not playing well coming off the bench right now.
Yep.
But here's the thing. Here's the bottom line. It was always going to look a little bit ugly trying to bring Jaren back after this long layoff, hadn't played since the bubble last season. It was always going to look ugly. It didn't have to look this ugly for this long, because if you'd done what most franchises and most veteran front offices would have done, you take your star player, and the way you do it is you put him back into the starting lineup with the guys that he's used to playing with.
Exactly.
More importantly, the guys he's going to be with in the future.
That's right. John
Morant. Because, again, fundamentally, guys, Jaren Jackson's going to play better if he's next to John Morant, Jonas. And more importantly, this, he's going to get settled into his defensive role. Right, you got him right now. He's out there lost. The team is lost when he's there. And the fact that you're doing this off the bench, you've just prolonged it at a time where, guys, look, the opportunity was there. You didn't have to go, you didn't have to win all of these games, but if you won the right ones, right, you won what was in front of you with this weak schedule. Let's be real. I mean, this schedule was light.
Yep.
You'd be right there sitting in that eighth spot that you deserve. Because all of this, John, all of this bungling in terms of working Jaren back in, played Justice too long, all it's served to do is undo all the good you've done. If it continues, because I'm glad you said you feel like it's done, because there's still that chance. Golden State right now is a one man. You're only half a game back. You could still go do it, but it ain't going to happen. You keep playing like they're doing and prolonging this, you know, bringing Jaren off, waiting to see him score 30 off the bench before you put him into the starting lineup. Guys, defensively, the mojo's gone.
It is gone.
Hell, that was gone. We could see it against Minnesota, even in the win.
Yep.
Right? And last night, you give up 9 Pistons play, 7 of them scoring double figures. Wayne Ellington, Corey Joseph getting 18. Give me a break.
Dude, Wayne Ellington played for the Grizzlies 8 years ago.
And so this is what I know.
Like, what are we talking about?
This is what I know. That the Taylor – and I think this is part of what frustrates both media and I think fans at this point – is the Taylor Jenkins we get afterwards – that says we're trending right direction, or I liked the urgency early. Guys, they gave up. Yes, they scored 32 points in the first quarter. They gave up 31 to Detroit. Okay, that Taylor that we're getting that's telling us everything's okay, we like our position, remember last week, all that stuff, it's all the same to me, cannot be the Taylor Jenkins behind the scenes that's talking to his team. Because this is what I tell you, if it's the same one that's trying to say, oh, guys, it's okay, patting them on the butt, we're going to be fine, mm-hmm. we'll get out of this some way or another, that ain't helping anything. So I've got, like I told Jeff this morning, I've got to imagine there's a different Taylor Jenkins behind the scenes. And what he's doing right now is sort of what the front office has done with us all along, John, is less information, right? Control the story, right? It's typical of them.
Yep.
That's sort of been their way the entire time. But that better not be the way behind the scenes. Because, listen, what do you lose, okay, if you don't make the play in here as a 7 or an 8? Well, forget 7. As an 8, what do you lose? Well, you could say a play-in game or two, right, opportunity at the playoffs. And you could make the case, well, that's not that important. We got 2 superstars. It's all about getting them healthy, getting them back on the floor next October. You could do that if you want to.
Yep.
But, John, what's that saying you got about you're only ahead of schedule until you're not?
That's right.
Right? And this opportunity that you guys had earned – playing without Jaren Jackson, it's threatening to be squandered away, right? By again, the bumbling of the return of Jaren playing just as we go down the list. And it's not one thing. It's not just the front office. It's not just Taylor Jenkins. It's not just the players, because the players certainly have their part in this.
Yep.
Y'all got to be more consistent. You know, you can't bring it one night after you're on TNT, not bring it the next in terms of the aggressiveness. We want to see it, you know, and realize it's a compressed season. But, guys, right now, this thing's trending all the way in the wrong direction. They don't seem to really want to fix it. Right? Get Jaren back and let's get this fixed, because they're just acting like they got 20 more games.
Yes.
And that is the part, ladies and gentlemen, that forget us and the frustrated. I think fans are frustrated.
Absolutely.
Because you'd made a good-looking bid.
They should be.
You made a good-looking bed to sleep in this season without Jaren Jackson. People were the national media is talking about you, and deservedly so.
Amen.
But you were undoing all that with this mess of tinkering, wanting to get the info, and then working Jaren Jackson back slowly back into your starting lineup. It's hella frustrating.
And I understand. Like, I thought you made a very solid point. And it, you know, look, it's not necessarily two similar fan bases, right? I know there are people who root for the Grizzlies who don't really care about the Tigers and vice versa. But, you know, everybody, a lot of what I've seen today has been, oh, the schedule, the COVID schedule. Well, we didn't give the Tigers a pass for COVID, did we?
No, we did not.
It's a fair point.
Because everybody was dealing with COVID in college basketball. It wasn't like Memphis was the only team in college basketball that had to deal with the stuff that Memphis dealt with.
And we weren't giving Penny Hardaway a pass when 100%. They were 6-5.
Yes.
Right? We were saying, how are you going to fix it?
Yes.
And not looking for hollow answers.
100%.
So why would you give Taylor a pass on this? How are you going to fix it?
Well,
it's
you
the
can't.
Same thing.
So that's my main point on this is you have to, and I know they're not necessarily on the same timelines because it is time for the Tigers to make a tournament. We know that. Again, that's not all because of Penny. That's what he inherited, but still true.
Yeah, but both young coaches got a mess on their hands,
right.
If you compare it that way.
Inheriting, right, yes. Inheriting a big job. Inheriting big jobs and jobs that would take time, potentially. So I just say, you know, we have to hold each entity sort of to the same fire.
100%.
Right? We don't get to come on here and just kill the Tigers because they didn't make the tournament.
We hold Tubby. We held Tubby Smith to it.
When it comes to the Grizzlies, the COVID schedule.
We're ahead of schedule. Everything gonna be fine.
Absolutely not.
No.
Especially not
when it's self-inflicted.
Well, and it's not intellectually honest.
And then you have the Warriors sitting there at 8. As I look at them being, 34 and 33. They've made no excuses. They've got an injured rookie that was a big part of their starting lineup at the beginning of the season, and they're one of their best players, if not second best. He's right there with Steph. Is injured.
Yep. And they're trying to make it happen, and so far they are making it happen. Now again, Steph's won titles. You know,
he's one
of the best to ever do it. But you know, look, I think you absolutely deserve to feel as a fan incredibly let down by what is happening this and we can it's a combination of things like it always is. It's not just one thing. It's the weird way they handled the Jaren return. Just weird.
Justice
goofy.
Went too long.
It was a goofy way you handled Jaren's return. Justice was thrown in there in the second unit and that messed that whole deal up. You know, if you want to say Jaren was out all year long, they sort of fell into roles for the entirety of the season that were, you know, it was scrambled when he came back. I'll hear all those things.
But you've had plenty of time to get back on the same page, John, by putting him back in the starting lineup,
exactly.
Making the game easier for him offensively,
that's
but more
right.
importantly, letting him get on the same page with his guys defensively.
That's right.
Because that's where this team used to, there were times this season where they've been elite on that side. And Jaren Jackson shouldn't hurt you defensively. From the size he is, the blocks he's capable of getting, he should be helping you realize there's going to be an adjustment period. But why prolong that yourself?
Right.
If he's healthy, you still want to do the minutes restriction, you can do that. But put him with his guys, that's both the best thing for the team right now and, more importantly, for the future. How about that data collection?
Yep.
Let's see more. How about that growth and development? That's Jaren with Ja, guys. That's Jaren on the floor same time, not just from an offensive standpoint, as much important defensively, too. You had time, John, to work it out.
Yep.
And you've wasted it. So that's the part that's frustrating. We can go back and forth on who's to blame. The fact is, they've got a mess on their hands right now that they're still capable of fixing. But like I said, when are we going to see the change? They stopped with Justice, okay? So we know they're capable of seeing it and saying, okay, we got to stop with that one because we got an opportunity here. To me, because you know inevitably there's still going to be some Jaren, there's going to be an adjustment when he's back in that starting lineup. You got 6 games left. Let's go ahead and get this done so you can take advantage of the opportunity you've given yourself.
That's where it is for the Memphis Grizzlies right now.
Steph ain't going to stop winning.
He is absolutely not going to do that. Got another one against the Thunder. So you have an opportunity here to fall even further back if you are not careful. Grizzlies, of course, taking on the Raptors tomorrow. I guess in Florida. I guess they're going to Tampa or wherever the hell they're playing. But very, very, very disappointing evening last night for the Memphis Grizzlies, who are, as Mary J. says, going down in the standings. But They fought hard.
Get 2 or 3 on this road trip, get back home. Beat New Orleans for the first time with Ja Morant and company. Lord knows you're overdue for that.
Yep.
It's still doable, but you're prolonging it here. Might as well try to get this thing fixed and stop telling people everything's okay.
All right, we will come back. Jonathan Gavone is out at the Iverson Classic here in Memphis. He's seen Josh Minot. He's seen Jonathan Lawson. He's seen TJ Madlock. We'll get his thoughts on the soon-to-be Memphis Tigers, what Memphis fans can expect from them. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
Think of all the ways you can listen to 92.9 FM ESPN, 92.9 FM on HD Digital, Blowtorch 680 AM, and all smart speakers by saying, play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Damn, we're everywhere. And serve as Memphis' podcast leader at 92.9ESPN.com. It's no wonder we're Memphis' biggest sports place with a legacy of Mid-South sports. Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and there's nothing like diamonds from Robert Irwin Jewelers to tell mom how special she is. Robert Irwin Jewelers has great gift ideas for any budget. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers' 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com. And happy Mother's Day.
It's crunchy.
Creamy.
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
Are you ready to earn extra income and start living again? Plan a vacation, pay off your car note, finish those house repairs? Join the Marco's Pizza Delivery Team. We pay the highest in total compensation for delivery drivers and receive a $100 bonus after working 100 hours. Take home cash nightly, full or part-time with flexible hours. We're handing out earned stimulus checks twice a month. Apply in person at any Mid-South area Marco's Pizza, including North Mississippi, or online at marcos.com.
This past year has been tough, but I won't let anything keep me from getting back to work. That's why I chose to buy a new scooter from My City Rides. For as little as $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me anywhere I want to go, and it costs less than $5 to fill up. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if anything goes wrong with my scooter, they take care of it for me. No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can get back to work or anywhere I need to go and enjoy the ride. Get started at mycityrides.org.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com. That's babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN. I'll do what I'm doing to you,
girl. The way that I do it should be. Jonathan Gavone is an NBA draft analyst over at ESPN. He is the absolute best in the business. He's here in Memphis for the Iverson Classic. Let's make him the giant interview.
Now, it's the giant interview presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Jonathan, what's going on, man? Appreciate the time as always.
I'm doing great. Just loving your city here. Been eating well. Amazing weather. It's been phenomenal.
Yes.
Pleasure to have you.
Beautiful. We love having you here. I mean, it is frankly absurd, right? I mean, the amount of talent that are playing in Memphis this week, isn't it?
Absurd. I mean, it's NBA guys walk in, they're like, we saw the roster and we never dreamed that this group would actually materialize. And they were just smitten because a lot of them have not been out in 15 months, and this is their first time, you know, getting out and scouting, and they're like, wow, I gotta shake off the rust here pretty quick because this thing is moving fast. There's some future lottery picks in this building.
So tell us a little bit about what you saw, and particularly I saw you tweeting about it, about that Holmgren-Banchero matchup in practice. How's that look?
It was very physical. They jumped center the tip just to start, which was great. And then Paolo took Chet into the post on the very first possession and scored on him. And that was kind of how it was, back and forth. Both guys getting after it, some really hard fouls, just a very high level of intensity that, you know, you don't usually see at these type of events. A lot of times, you know, guys, they want to be friendly. They're going between the legs and shooting jumpers. Everybody's just kind of walking around. That was not the case yesterday. There was a lot on the line, and the guys really went at it hard. It was a lot more defense than offense, because guys still trying to figure out how to play with each other and, you know, what is the hierarchy, the coaching staff. They don't really know the players, so they're trying to figure out what they have. And so I think today, hopefully, it'll settle in a little bit more. Yep. But it was just great to see the guys getting up and down.
You've got Banchero and Holmgren 1 and 2 right now in your 2022 mock draft. Just a little bit on each strengths and weaknesses, Jonathan.
Well, Chet is a phenom. I mean, he's 7'1", 7'6" wingspan, moves incredibly well. One of the best shot blockers I've ever seen at wow. this level, this age. Just his instincts are incredible. It was just impossible to score on yesterday. And on top of that, he has some guard skills offensively. He can handle the ball. He can pass it. He can shoot threes. His body needs a lot of work. I mean, he's still incredibly thin. He's around 200 pounds, has a type of frame that you just don't know how much weight he's going to be able to put on, but he's tough. He's competitive. He was talking smack out there. Guys were going at him, and he did not back down. So it was just really good to see him. I mean, he's the type of guy who wants all the smoke. He wants to play in every competition, whether it's FIBA, USA Basketball, here. You know, a lot of guys that I've seen over the years, they just, you know, they rest on their laurels. I'm the number one player in the class. You guys come to me. He's going at everybody here, which is, you know, really sets the tone for other guys. Yeah. Banchero is much more physically mature. He's 6'10", 250 pounds. But also has guard skills. We saw him bring the ball up the court yesterday. He can really pass. He can shoot off the dribble. But he has that ability to go inside and really dominate people down low, because, you know, you could throw him on an NBA floor tomorrow and he would not look out of place. He's kind of like a young Al Horford, just physically. I think he's better prepared to make an immediate impact next year at Duke. Probably doesn't have the same upside, but, you know, when you're 6'10 and you have that type of perimeter ability and also a feel for the game, the ability to block shots and rebound and do all the things he does, your upside is pretty high too. So it's going to be a very interesting debate, you know, which one of those guys ends up top, or does someone else emerge, you know, as a Jaden Hardy, you know, who's probably going to the G League, or Peyton Watson, who's going to UCLA. We don't know. You know, that's going to be one of the fun things to follow here over the next, you know, 13, 14 months.
There are some young men who are headed to the University of Memphis who are participating in this event. You've got Josh Minot, and then you have Jonathan Lawson. We'll ask you about each. But first, Minot, because he is the highest-ranked player in this class for the University of Memphis. What did you think of what you saw from Minot?
Very pleasant surprise. You know, came in, I think he was listed at like 6'8", 195, but he's grown. I mean, he looks like he's around 6'10 now, has a really nice looking frame that is going to fill out over the next 6 months here at Memphis. And he made some very athletic plays. He's a pretty versatile kid. He plays hard. You know, like a lot of young bigs, he's still figuring out what his game is exactly, especially in this type of setting where, you know, the guards don't know him, people aren't looking for him. But he found a way to make an impact, getting on the glass, blocking shots, running the floor. He actually made a very solid impression. I had never seen him play, and my impression was, this guy is going to play in the NBA eventually. I'm not sure how long it's going to take, but he has all the tools, so he's definitely on the right track.
And then what about Jonathan Lawson? He was sort of a late addition for Memphis basketball this spring, but I've seen a lot of Jonathan, and I think the potential is there. Although I don't work, I don't write for ESPN, and I'm not Draft Express. What did you think?
Yeah, he was quieter in the scrimmage. You know, there's just a lot of players at his position, and so, you know, it was kind of a struggle for them to figure out how to get all these guys on the floor. I think every roster has like 14 players, you know, and they scrimmaged. And I didn't get the best look at him. I was at one of his games earlier this year at the NIBC Invitational, and he actually played really well in that game, you know, handled the ball a little bit for them, you know, made some pull-up jumpers. You know, he's got great length, obviously. He's got a very intriguing frame. Obviously, he needs to get in the gym and work on his body. I mean, that's going to be a major key for him. But, you know, I liked what I saw from him in January. I need to see a little bit more from him in this setting to get a better feel for him long term.
Kennedy Chandler, from everything I understand, Jonathan, is not participating, but obviously a huge prospect out of Memphis. And looked on your mock draft, you've got him number 10 for 2022 in terms of that lottery. What's he got to do to stay there? What do you like about his game? Kennedy Chandler, Jonathan, and what's he got to do to stay sort of in that position? What's he got to prove?
I think he just needs to produce and win. I mean, notice if you're a point guard, that's the best way to help yourself. I mean, in terms of the speed, you know, the ability to play out of different hesitation moves and the ball handling ability, and his jump shot has been the big thing that he needed to work on. Mm-hmm. And from what I saw, he's definitely addressed that. He made a lot of threes. I probably saw him play 5 or 6 times this year live, just because he was so visible on the high school circuit with Sunrise Christian.
Yep.
You know, so, and he won. I mean, that's he against the Montverde and IMG and Wasatch and La Lumiere, all those top teams. He got the best of them more often than not. And so, you know, he's a little bit small. I mean, that's probably going to be the main thing that people nitpick.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he has everything that you look for in a young point guard. I compare him to like a young Mike Conley. That's kind of what he reminded me of. Probably a little bit further ahead in terms of the shooting at this stage. I mean, Mike has turned into an incredible shooter, but he wasn't a guy who made a lot of long range shots when he was at Ohio State.
Makes a
ton
of sense.
If he goes on to be Mike Conley, that is going to sting for Memphis basketball. All right,
letting him get to Tennessee. Yeah,
it just is. We're talking to Jonathan Givony of ESPN and Draft Express here on the show. I believe before the Iverson Classic practices sort of got underway, there was a local showcase as part of it where all the young men from Memphis who weren't going to be in the Iverson Classic and the surrounding areas, that happened before. TJ Madlock was participating in that. He's a guy that we've watched a lot of here in Memphis. His dad was on staff at Memphis. What did you think of TJ Madlock, who's headed to South Carolina State?
He really stood out. I mean, he actually was probably the best player on the floor. You know, like if you look at his impact on both ends, you know, I looked at him, I was like, this guy can play anywhere. You know, like it's amazing that he's going to be at South Carolina State. Obviously, he's following his dad, and that's a great move for him. He's going to maybe be one of the best players in that conference from day one. Mm-hmm. Just a very physical, intense, versatile defender, very good athlete, and made a lot of shots. You know, kind of a funky jump shot, but went through a stretch where he made 5 or 6 threes in a row in a 3-on-3. I was like, okay, this guy does have some shot-making ability too.
Yes.
And just played with just such a high level of intensity, really lifted up the scrimmage. And so I came away saying, this is a guy we got to keep an eye on at South Carolina State.
When you watch him, do you think he's a point guard?
No, I don't think he needs to, because he's got pretty good size. He looks like he's around 6'4", 6'3", 6'4", long arms, good frame. You know, it was tough to tell because these guys had never played, you know, with each other. But he did some good things in the open floor with the ball in his hands. When I saw Lawson, I also saw him. He's on the same team, Houston High. He didn't look like a point guard, you know. But he could maybe develop in that.
Right.
I mean, going to South Carolina State, he's probably going to have the ball in his hands quite a bit, and maybe that's the reasoning, you know, behind going that, along with obviously following his father and helping him win games. So yeah, I could see it potentially maybe down the road.
That NBA, I gotta ask you touched on it, Jonathan, but I just imagine that NBA personnel that was in there and had, you know, limited in-person times to watch these guys. Imagine, we heard you said it's awesome. I imagine they were saying the same thing, having sort of getting back together, everybody back, and you could watch these guys in person.
Yeah, no, it was just fun, I think. You know, I mean, people have been locked away.
Yeah.
They've been at home, you know, and it's just great to reconnect with people that you haven't seen in so long. And, you know, so I think people are just, they're gaining an appreciation here, you know, for how good their lifestyle is, you know, and how much they missed it. And
right.
So that's a good thing, I think.
It's normalcy.
Jonathan, man, great stuff as always.
Thank
always
you, Jonathan.
Appreciate your time here on the show, man. Thanks. Enjoy Memphis.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
Yep. He is Jonathan Gavone of ESPN and, of course, Draft Express right here in Memphis for the Iverson Classic. I mean, look, I don't know how you're
and
not.
Kero.
How you don't love everything he had to say about all the guys that Memphis is either bringing in or are involved with Memphis. That was a very positive evaluation, I thought.
The thing that stood out to me is what he said about T.J. Madlock, sort of what we've said all along. This kid could play anywhere, including at Memphis. Yeah. Oh, what a stud, you know, that you're going to have at South Carolina State and your son. Hopefully, like you said, they can win big. Tony can move up quickly. You do it with a guy who Gavone thinks can play. Talk about keeping your eyes on T.J. Madlock. Tells you how criminally underrated this kid is. Criminally underrated.
Yeah, I mean, look, there could be a chance that we look up in 2 years and we're like, why doesn't Memphis have Kennedy Chandler or T.J. Madlock on their team? You know, I mean, I think that's a real possibility because those dudes are going to have really, really good careers. If Kennedy Chandler is
if Madlock was going to get a job, you'd literally been saying, hey, hold on so we can have your kid, right? I mean, that one's a little bit different.
Yes.
In terms of Kennedy Chandler's a five-star.
Yes.
That you decided, you know what, Tennessee
Correct.
Might be.
So exactly right. I mean, so yes, Kennedy different. Would hurt.
You'd have had to held back his father,
yes.
Right? Because that's what that was about.
Yes, that right. is true. There's no doubt about that. The Kennedy's would hit different than
Correct.
TJ's.
Correct.
Because, you know, whether you chose to pursue Kennedy or not, when you're talking about young Mike Conley, that's pretty much what this damn Memphis basketball team needs.
He literally has him mocked at 10, and he talked about it. He's got him mocked at 10. He knows how big Kennedy Chandler is. And better said, how small he is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest hurdle for him. He's got him at number 10 right now. The kid plays bigger than his size and has for most of his career. Boy, he would have been a priority for me.
Yeah.
I know that.
Well, anyway, good stuff from Jonathan Gavone, as always. We'll be back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 910 FM, ESPN.
Have you ever wondered what's inside your air ducts? Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. If you are one of many who suffers from bad allergies, especially in the Mid-South, and would like to improve the indoor air quality of your home, then Choate's Air Duct Cleaning could be a solution for you and your family. Air Duct Cleaning has been proven to help people with allergies and other respiratory issues by removing buildup of debris from your home's air supply. Air Duct Cleaning will also help eliminate dust from building up in your house, therefore, you don't have to dust as much either. And Air Duct Cleaning is also shown to help improve the performance of your air conditioning and heating system. Choate's is the name you can trust for all your indoor air quality needs. So call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule a free video inspection to help you breathe a little easier. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
T-Mobile is bringing 5G from big cities to small towns across America. We've been investing billions to light up our award-winning 5G network in more places than ever. And to celebrate, we're upgrading everyone to 5G. Introducing the free 5G upgrade. It's time to upgrade your phone and your plan. Bring any working cell phone to T-Mobile and trade it in for a free 5G Samsung Galaxy. Plus, when you switch, you'll get unlimited 5G for the same price as Verizon and AT&T's limited plans. Now that's an upgrade. And just one of the reasons why T-Mobile is America's leader in 5G. Experience it today with the free 5G upgrade. Visit a neighborhood store or T-Mobile.com to learn more.
Phone via 24 credits plus tax. If you cancel credit, stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us. Qualifying credit required. Plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Customers on this plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using over 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams at 480p. See T-Mobile.com.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're now offering $1,000 off our Wavelight laser if you're treated in May. That's $500 off per eye. Go to LASIK.com to see this offer and see if LASIK is right for you. Plus, LASIK has never been more convenient. The procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the next day. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience, all more affordable than you might imagine, especially with $1,000 off, $500 off per eye. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. Must mention this promotion and be treated in May of 2021 to qualify. $1,000 off for both eyes
on standard wavelength price, $500 off for one eye. Cannot be combined with any other offers. See details at LASIK.com.
The Landers Auto Group is growing. We're hosting a job fair Tuesday, May 11th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. We're hiring for all positions. That's right. We need sales consultants, management, accounting, service techs, receptionists, operations, call center representatives, and much more. Recruiters from all seven of our stores will be at the Landers Center for interviews. The only requirement is a valid driver's license. That's this Tuesday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. Learn more about the automotive business and the benefits of working at the fastest-growing dealership group in the Mid-South. We offer a top-notch full benefits package, including vacation, health, life, dental, vision, and disability insurance, 401k savings, employee discounts, and an endless opportunity to advance, all in a safe and fun work environment. Start a new career with the Landers Auto Group this Tuesday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. See you there.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now, so let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
There's a lot of streaming services out there, each filled with reality TV, comedy, drama, and of course, superheroes. But there's one dedicated entirely to nonfiction TV and documentary films, and that's CuriosityStream. History, science, nature, we've got it. Space, dinosaurs, big cats, we've got that too. And pretty much anything else you want to explore. Go ahead, add some smart TV to your smart TV with CuriosityStream. Go to CuriosityStream.com to sign up and start streaming today. You used to call
me on my side. Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at ToppsBarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out.
Level up Memphis Group Remax Experts. Looking to buy or sell your home, that's where you need to go. Best team in Memphis. You're buying or selling, whatever the situation may be. They're going to help you. How are they going to do that? They know the market better than anybody. Yep, buying or selling. You're buying, they'll help you find a home, and it's hard right now. If you're selling, they'll help you get top dollar for your home. You won't leave any money on the table with the Live Love Memphis group. Email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
Or you can call 410-8818. It's the best group in town. Helped me out 2.5 years ago now, it was. Got me out of a situation, it was a tough situation, probably much tougher than yours is. But you want to be able to maximize, right? Get every dollar that you can get for your home, every cent you can get. So you need the best advice on what to fix, right? Before they come, what to get done, and then you'll get what you can sell it for from Jennifer Carstensen and her team. And I'm telling you right now, you're probably going to make thousands more than you thought you could, but you got to get with the right groups. The Live Love Memphis group at Remax Experts. They are livelovememphis.com.
So out at, Bartlett High School, we, of course, have been talking about the Iverson Classic. And the reason that's interesting is not just because Chet Holmgren is there, who's, you know, going to be a top pick, and Paolo Banchero is going to be a top pick, and he's playing. Ty Washington is about to commit to Kentucky. He's playing.
Ty.
So a lot of, relevant basketball players are here in Memphis. But it's also interesting because you have incoming Memphis freshmen participating in the game. And for a lot of people, it's going to be their first look at Josh Minot, who is the highest-ranked player in the class of 2021, which is still number 12 in the country, believe it or not. Like, it's a number 12. I mean, it's a top 15 class.
Yeah, I think you said by the time it was done, it would still be top 15. So not like you need any more patting on the back, but there's your little half pat.
Thank you. And so Josh Minot is out there, and look, as the highest ranked player in the class, it feels like we probably have not talked about him enough.
Well, I literally didn't talk about him with Jeff. I talked about Jonathan Lawson and
That's
how
because
he could sort
that's
of...
because you are a member of the Lawson family.
Not yet.
Not yet. What, you going to marry into it or something?
Well, I mean, let a brother see, can I write the book? Remember, he's got a chance to be the ghostwriter here. Then I'll really be a family member because then we'll get all the stories, John. No, back to the point. It's easy to forget Josh Minot just because we've talked about so many of their other guys because he had been in the fold for so long, too. And we've been talking about who Penny was after most recently, who he's still after, and so it's understood. I like what Josh Minot told our man Munns. Jason Munns, commercial appeal, Tiger basketball.
Munsley?
Beat writer, yes. In a recent article, he talked about coming into this Iverson Classic, and here's what he said. I'm definitely going into the Iverson Classic with a more aggressive mindset. You know that fight scene in Black Panther, John, you wouldn't know, where Michael
I've
B. Jordan's character
Panther,
won
bro.
And looked around at everyone and said, is this your king?
Yes.
I plan on having one of those moments. I plan on putting some respect on my name. I like that attitude. And frankly,
respect.
Josh, I am sorry that in that segment with Jeff this morning, all I was thinking about, frankly, was Jonathan Lawson and showing well in this thing. Minot's top 40. And yes, he'd been in the fold for longer. But you've heard, I heard Giannotto talking about him yesterday. John, that move where he misses the dunk, well, that had been a coast-to-coast move where you're all the way 6'9". You like the size.
Yeah.
Gavone's told us he's growing still.
Yeah.
So you got to like what you're hearing about Josh Minot.
Yeah, when you hear that, quote, this guy is going to play in the NBA eventually.
He also said, dude, 6'10 now, okay?
6'11. It's going to be like Jaren.
Stop.
It's going to be like Jaren. Every time we talk about it, he's going to grow an inch.
But that's not – Gavone says he's 6'10". I buy it. He's listed at 6'9", 200 everywhere else. If the kid's still growing, that's a great thing, especially the fact that he brings guard skills to the table. He looks athletic. He's going to rebound and got a chance to contribute right away, especially, again, we talked about – with what you've got on the wing, there's not more opportunity. It feels like even more now without Davion, without Jones, Devontae Jones, you didn't get lost to Michigan. Feels like for a Josh Minot, there's a chance to come right in. And for a, you know, possibly even more so a Jonathan Lawson, chance to come right in. It sounds like he's been impressive so far, you know.
Well,
more so clearly than Jonathan.
Well, and I do think it's interesting because we have spent a lot of time talking about Earl Timberlake, for example.
Right.
And,
everybody but Minot, it feels like.
Yeah, and I think that's probably because
they were the early guys.
Well, he's also not in Memphis, you know.
Yeah, that's part of it.
We haven't seen him. We haven't seen him up close.
I mean, we're not talking about Sam Ayumide Anu either, right? Because those guys came in early.
Well,
not to mention, we believe that Camden could be a redshirt candidate.
Yes.
Right? But Josh Minot, different in the sense that he's got all the tools to contribute right away and maybe even the opportunity to do that with some early minutes.
Look, I don't like
if you're shining in this.
Yeah.
Here's the way I've always looked at these All-Star games. Because I would use the example of Precious. If you are shining in this thing, probably a good sign for the school that you're going to. If you are not necessarily shining, it's not always a sign that you won't. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
If you're going, and Precious Achiuwa did. It was motor among some of the top talent, and it stood out. And what did you get when he was at Memphis? You got that. So when you shine in these games, it usually means you're going to do more of that where you're headed to these colleges. A lot of times, though, plenty of guys haven't shined in these, still have a great college career. It doesn't necessarily mean you ain't ready if you don't. But my point is, if Minot can continue to shine, probably a very good sign for Memphis that he's going to be able to do that early over there.
Well, look, it's going to be...
Maybe turn himself to a one and done. We'll see.
It's going to be a battle. It's going to be hard because the minutes... Well,
you got to imagine he's coming off the bench to start. I mean, none of the starting lineups that we've speculated about, everybody else on this station, and even some of the—I don't think many of them have had Minot in the starting lineup.
So
you're going to be doing it starting, coming off the bench. Yes,
I have a hard time seeing it. You know,
now DJ. That wasn't the DJ's speed. I mean, he bought into the role. He did it, but let's be real. DJ considered himself a star. It's probably the reason why he's out of here now. And so that's going to be a question for Minot, who's clearly a top 40 talent, and Gavone says going to be a pro at some point.
Yeah, no, I think it's absolutely. You got to have guys like Josh Minot. You got to have guys like him in your program who are, maybe a little under the radar, but not anymore, I guess. He's not really under the radar anymore, but he was when he committed. He jumped up, remember, like 100 spots.
Mm-hmm. Penny does that, right? Wasn't it right before?
Yes.
He did the same thing with Lamar Knox.
Yes, he did.
Got him early, then the big jump afterwards.
Yes, he did.
Nice to see them jumping after they commit to Memphis, and nice to see them jumping up because it used to be the case where – commit to Memphis, they'll actually get dropped down. Lawson's know what I'm talking about on that. We'd see it year after year after year. Nice to see now the Memphis kids getting the bump up once they've committed, it going the other way.
But, Josh is a kid that committed August of last year. Mm-hmm. He's just a he does have those modern wing skills. You know, he's got size, he's got explosiveness, he can handle the ball a little bit. You know, he's definitely, you know, I could see, like, you know, some Wesley Witherspoon. I could see a little
I mean, this dude's taller than DeAndre, but he's going to be out on the wing.
Yeah.
And making play.
I honestly, right? I see a little Sean Williams, you know?
Maybe so.
Remember Sean Williams?
Do I remember
Shawnee?
Him?
Shawnee.
Man, smooth as silk, that man game.
But you only remember him from whatever. What is he doing, Love and Hip Hop now?
Yeah, well, he had been. I think he's off. Yeah. The woman he married was on there.
Yeah. I see a little Sean Williams in this kid, man. You know, like, just in terms of that 6'8", 6'9", combo forward, you know, can put the ball in. I love Sean Williams' game, man. I was a huge fan of Sean Williams.
Sean Williams, wake up, got 25 points.
Man.
To wake up in the morning. He's got 25 in the box score.
No, he was like 22.
That's how easy it was for him at Hamilton.
He was 22 when he got to Memphis, right? Like, he was old.
Was he?
Yeah, but didn't he do like a prep year somewhere?
Can't remember that. I know.
Yeah,
he
was part of the Lorenberg group.
Yeah. Sean went up to Lorenberg for a year. I'd completely forgotten that.
Yeah. But, man, he came to Memphis. And
Sean went to Lorenberg.
And he
just finished up with Coach
Sean. Sean was a buck, man. I mean, if Josh Minot can do that, Sean, I think he averaged like 13 a game.
Uh-huh.
And ended up being, I think he was just outside of the lottery. I mean, if you could do that, I mean, I'm super, I'm here for it, man. I think that would be an awesome, you know, player to pattern your game after. I know Sean Williams is not exactly like, nobody aspires to be Sean Williams, but I mean, that dude brought a lot to Memphis, and that's kind of what I see for
sounds like
for
he's aspiring to be Penny Hardaway, and at least a taller Penny Hardaway. And if he's 6'10 now, it won't be that. It'll be more like Kevin Durant.
Yeah, dude.
But he considers himself more like he told Munns in the story of the commercial appeal, a big guard, you know, with those skills, not somebody who's going to be chained down on the block because he's the tallest guy in your lineup, right, and you're playing small, you're going to play him at center. No, he is a big guard, and like we said, he looked like some Magic Johnson type action going coast-to-coast the rebound, trying to go down the hole.
Just a little Magic Johnson.
I know you hate when we throw those names
Magic
in there.
Magic Johnson, bro.
You'll sit up here and
Magic
do it on
Johnson.
Your side, right?
I said but Sean Williams. You said Magic Johnson. Why not just Kareem Abdul-Jabbar mixed with Michael Jordan?
Well, you know what? I never thought of Sean as a big guard. I always thought of him as a forward.
Well, he was.
As a swing man, not a big guard.
But it was a different.
Minot's a big
guard.
But
it was a different.
All right, so I don't like your comp.
But if Sean Williams would have played in 2021, that's what he would have been. You know, he would have been that big guard for Memphis coming in.
No, he was slow. He was slow.
Disrespect today showing Deshaun Williams. No, we will not allow this slander.
He was too slow to be a big guard. Come on.
No, he
was a small forward swing man. That's what he was.
Josh Minot is going to be that, bro. He is going to be a small forward swing man. I mean, positionless, whatever. That's what he's going to do. You know, because he ain't getting – you got Lester.
My thing is
Earl.
Is there any way he's in the starting lineup?
Yes.
How?
Earl Timberlake never shows up. Or doesn't play.
Well, that's not happening.
Because of the shoulder. That's the only way. If Earl, you know, if we have to call in the Baltimore Ravens, we got to call in the Washington football team, we got to call in the Vegas Raiders doctors, you know, and that we all come to a conclusion.
Right
that
now we got Earl at the four. Next to DeAndre at the five.
Right. And then Landers. Because
Lester and Landers got to start unless you put in Lester at point guard. That's not happening to start the season. That's like the break emergency glass plan there.
Right.
Which is what they tried last year when things were going crazy.
I mean,
Lester better off when you let him sit in that corner,
yes.
Right, and knock down the three, can play make at times, but not your lead ball handler. He does too many other things well.
With the roster we have today.
You still got this sheet of paper that's got rips in it now and everything.
I want you
but still,
to refer to this.
It's old like the
this
original Bible.
This might as well be the Old Testament, man.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Bible of Memphis Tiger basketball.
Yeah, it still stands up to this point.
Ten Commandments. Commandments number one.
Because you never put the homeboy that went to Michigan on there. We weren't fools.
No. I didn't even put Davion Warren in this, if you believe it. He's not on here.
Damn.
Commandment number one for Memphis Tiger basketball. Thou shall start Alex Lomax. That's the way it goes. So A-Lo getting that.
Every time you say Lomax.
What?
Brad gonna chime in with that ding because he's holding him back.
What else he gonna do?
No. Y'all love to.
I love A-Lo.
Hate
it's
on
a lock.
A-Lo.
I'm team A-Lo,
it's
bro.
A lock.
I'm team A-Lo.
Well, especially is right now.
He can get
with
PT.
With no Davion.
Yes.
20 minutes.
Yes.
Man, go on, give him 35.
He might.
You know?
Bro, if he's hurt, he on the floor with crutches.
Man, stop.
Starting.
He checked in with a boot on, man.
It was so he could feel what it's like.
To what?
To come in at the end there
man.
When they're winning the NIT.
Amazing.
That was special.
What
wasn't
are we
it?
Talking about?
He'll never forget that moment. For the
I mean,
rest
that's going to be
winning a short yeah. NIT.
Y'all act
field.
Like they put him in down 10 and say, go win the game. That was so, hey, you done fought through end of the season. Go out there and feel
I'm
it.
Kidding.
We're in
I'm,
NIT.
I'm half
yeah, stop with that because BC going to buy into it.
I'm happy.
I mean, I have, you know, my thoughts on this.
But I mean, look,
he shouldn't be playing on a good team, in my opinion. He should be a role player, low bench.
I think he is somebody who you
what
can
he was last year,
happily give 20 minutes to a game because I think, especially as a senior. But he's going to be the starter as currently.
Always goes back to A-Lo.
All roads, man.
Yep. But, hey, I love the kid.
Lester, Landers, Earl, and then DeAndre at the five. That's your best lineup. Now, if he wanted to do more traditional, he could put DeAndre at the four, have Dandridge at the five. I don't think we believe he's going to do that. He might to start. That lineup will start eventually, but I do think the best five is the one we just mentioned.
I got Malco over, you know, if that ends up being over a Chandler. Malco should be ahead of those guys because of having been in the system.
Right.
I'm going to say this. It's on him to make a jump this year.
It is.
Like, you've had Penny now for, I mean, you had him at East. You know what to expect from him. He's got all the ability in the world to be one of the better rebounders in this in the AAC especially.
Yep.
But with that body, you're far enough removed from the knee stuff and the injury stuff that it is time to sort of see that next step. And I'm not telling you he's gonna go out and be a NBA levelish power forward or center or however you're playing him, but he's absolutely got the body and the brains to be more productive than he's been. It's time for a big jump. Just like, frankly, you could say the same thing about A-Lo. And in terms of his decision-making, didn't make it last year in terms of that maturity jump that you expected, still making a lot of mistakes. Both of those guys that have been in this program this long, you know, you'd expect more from them. And I don't think that's, you know, I'm talking out of school here. They have to expect more from themselves, like with the seasons they had last year. I'm sure Dandridge will tell you, well, play me a little bit more.
Right.
Right, I can get consistent out there.
Well,
you know, that's part of it, too. But
I agree with you. It is going to be on
Dandridge. You got to take advantage of the opportunity you got on a team that's got a lot of talent. Otherwise, it's going to pass you by.
And so then, now that we've established starting lineup, then you're talking about, okay, what's your depth? Minot
got to be a
six man.
Sounds like.
And then you'll have Chandler.
Yeah, who's
right?
Going to play quite a bit, you'd imagine.
Chandler and Malcolm are going to be your bigs off the bench, right? And then you're – so that's – what's that, eight? They get us to eight? No, yeah.
That's a bigger lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Johnny?
Yeah.
Nine?
Like we said, even Keelan knows. The second year is your year, right? Yeah. So having him, you know, that far down.